Can you say?
Yes, sir.
Ah, come on, Mikey. Ready.
Come
Let's
on.
Get ready to rumble. Yes,
For the
sir.
In attendance. And the millions.
Oh, that's
around
hard.
The world.
Oh, that's hard. I killed that. This nigga a producer.
Yeah, Jonathan Majors in the headlines. Some random ass shit, yo.
Break
I didn't
it down.
See that coming.
Break it down.
He's been having a good run. He was in Marvel, Ant-Man.
I'll put the...
I didn't see that coming. He was in Marvel, Ant-Man, you know? And then he was in Creed 3, you know, back-to-back box office successes.
Back-to-back villains.
You know, and they were saying, you know, he's the next big black star.
Yes,
it looked like it to me for a minute, you know? Maybe our Denzel, you know, someone, you know, generational.
Well, you could even say the next Michael B. Jordan. You could say he would take the next one. Because, you know, Hollywood only has room for one black man at a time.
That is true, unfortunately.
Hollywood, yes.
I can see Michael B. transitioning more into directing. Mm. He directed Creed 3. He did a great job directing the movie.
You seen Creed 3?
No, I haven't, actually. You can tell, though, like, I watched him break down how he directs. He knows what he's doing. I definitely think he'll transition more into that.
Than actually being in front of the screen.
I think so. Yeah.
I think like if we're talking like action movies, I mean, if we're talking comedy, black men could always just like be in comedy. They don't even make comedy films no more. You only get one major black star per 5 years in Hollywood, yep. And it did look like,
and they'll be in every single movie.
And yep, and Michael B. Jordan was the last one, and he was in every. Chadwick Boseman was the one before. Then Chadwick Boseman passed it off to Michael B. Michael B's gonna pass it off to Jonathan Major. But they're trying to put a stop in it. Mm-hmm. They're trying to stop a black man. I'm not saying whether he did or did
didn't
not hit
do it. No. It's a very new story.
So,
but I will say though, caught me off guard. Ain't see it coming. It's a lot of elements to this story.
So over the weekend, this is all allegedly. This is from the notes that we have from the great Sneak Man. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Major hops into the vehicle with said woman.
Mm-hmm.
Said woman, according to her account and maybe the taxi driver too, but she, according to her account and maybe the taxi driver, her original account, they get in, they start fighting. He hits her and did he say she choked her?
Yeah. Hit her, choked her, you know, all the, you know, usual.
You know what I'm saying? It lacerates. She said it lacerated her face.
Mm-hmm. And they locked him up.
And they immediately locked him up.
Yes.
So the police were called. The police came and Jonathan Major was
taken to jail.
Immediately locked up.
Yeah.
And that had Twitter in a fucking firestorm. That had Twitter going crazy. They just knew they just found the new woman beater of. They found a new OJ. They made in 2 days they made Jonathan Major the new OJ.
I don't think OJ. I think things are very different cases.
Oh wait, okay. I got it. In 2 days they made Jonathan Major the new Ray Rice, and we hadn't
there
even
we
got
go.
That was better.
That was better.
And we hadn't even got the video yet. He was Ray Rice equivalent without the video.
Footage definitely exists somewhere for sure.
He's in a taxi cab, so it's recorded. Yeah. And his lawyers are claiming that the taxi cab video proves him innocent.
Yes.
The street videos prove him innocent. The charges include 3 counts of assault on the third degree, aggravated harassment, second degree. Oh, 3 counts of attempted assault. You can get attempted assault. So if I like.
I didn't know what that means. But
nigga, I've never heard of attempted assault.
I don't know what that means.
That is crazy. And a third degree of harassment. If thrown the book, Jonathan Major could serve up to 7 years, costly fines, and community service. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Why did they place all those charges on him? Off of just straight off of accounts of what she said? That is crazy.
That is low-key crazy.
What? Okay, so they threw the absolute book at this nigga. they threw the absolute book at this nigga. So while this all happens, Army takes away his sponsorships. She comes out the next day and takes away her statement.
Takes all that shit back.
Takes everything she says back, cause video bitch. I'm sorry. I'm not saying he's guilty. Hey, I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm not saying he's innocent. But she did come out and say, she ain't do none of that shit. She came out and said it wasn't. She didn't mean
her,
what
was
she
her
said.
Words? She said it.
It was an accident. She put the nigga in jail over an accident. Do we know if it's a white woman?
I've heard it's a white woman.
We know it's a, do we know what to do? Sneak, do we know if it's a white woman? Can we check the notes?
No.
No, not a white woman.
It's not a white woman.
Not a white woman.
How do you know this?
Okay. That's
can get you on attempted assault, just like attempted murder, just if the intention isn't fatal.
Attempted assault.
Attempted assault is kind of crazy.
Crazy. I have never heard of attempted assault. I really want to. Damn, 7 years off of what Shorty just said. Off of vibes. Nigga, no evidence, no nothing. They gave him all them accounts off of vibes.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
Over he said, she said. It's just absolutely amazing. That's all of the updates that we have now to the story.
We want to talk about controversy. That's crazy.
Now I want to get into Twitter's reaction. Because Twitter's reaction before old girl recounted her statement was absolutely fucking crazy. The amount of people that just that came out. Oh, no,
shit popped the fuck off.
It was so bad, even his directors came out. And they had this to say, push the JM that they're right there. Yes, the folder. There's a particular
actor, relatively new on the scene, who Twitter has violently fallen head over heels for, who in actuality is a vicious, cruel, abusive human being, but professionally in his personal life. And every new viral thirst tweet about him drives me insane.
All right, next one.
So obviously this is like a general statement. We don't know who this is about yet.
Everything I've known about has not been physical. It's not a huge leap at all for emotionally violent, professionally abusive people to become physically violent as well. But I was not made aware of it. This is uniquely horrific and very grave.
Next one.
Next.
Yeah, she had a lot to say.
I'm just going to say this about Jonathan Majors and be done with it. Folks at Yale and the broader NYC community have known about him for years. He's a sociopath, an abuser, and that is how virtually everyone speaks about him. It's a shame it took this long for him to be reported.
Sheesh!
When it rains, it pours.
What am I reading right here? A bunch of us are close with people, and sometimes multiple people he has directly harmed. I don't know if they will speak on it. It is completely their decision. Probably going to delete this when it turns into active harassment, which is inevitable on here. It won't matter. I'm sure other folks are already verifying. Liking this for now, folks. Last thing for tonight. If you know one of the women this happened to, just support them and encourage them.
But why is Shorty, if he's such an abuser, why is no Shorty, and does he have prior allegations of this before? Does he have like actual like charges or just straight allegations?
These are straight allegations.
Yeah, because
to be fair, I'm going to keep it really honest because I am in the film side of the internet. I have heard something like this from this nigga before yesterday.
Before
I have heard these little rumors. I have heard this before. That he's not really a nice person behind the scenes. I have heard this before.
There's one more.
Oh, yeah.
But
my fault.
Just to be objectively fair.
I'm already seeing a bunch of people. Why didn't you do anything?
But I was hearing shit like, you know, he's not a pleasant person. They're talking about like some sociopath. Like
sociopath is not a pleasant person. I can understand that. Like, I can get that. But they're putting violent claims on him. They're calling him a violent sociopath.
Yes, an abusive sociopath.
Yeah, they're not saying like regular sociopath. They're not saying like, oh, he's mean. He's a mean person to work. They're all mean people to work with. These people, to get to this level of acting, a lot of the times, unless you're Zendaya or like Chadwick Boseman or like one of them sweethearts, then like, bro, most of the stories about these people will be bad.
Not good.
Yeah, like yeah. not even on some like not even on some black and white stuff. Like not even on some like we separating the black and white thing. A lot of those people that get those major go wide.
Oh yeah. Are not the most pleasant people and arrogant as hell.
Yeah. I'm not excusing Jonathan Major's behavior. What exit all of the yeah. It's gonna be hard because you can't really see it, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, I'm not excusing any of Jonathan Major's behaviors. I'm not saying that what these allegations are saying are not true. I don't know. Little Shorty that just came out. That's a little shaky.
That is shaky. That's shaky.
She a little shaky. But I will say to try to destroy this entire man's life in a weekend over allegations, where have we gone on the internet? It feels like I thought we were gonna get better.
I'm not gonna cap. It did feel though like people, yeah, they just heard there was no video and like really no real details, and everyone just like went crazy, just flipped.
No, nothing. They didn't give any evidence.
There was no way for further information.
It was just, oh, this man is the menace of the acting community. He's just the worst human in the world. No side talk. No, no thought process, no evidence. Can we at least get the video?
Can we?
He was
at least
in
get
a taxi cab. It came out that he was in a taxi cab. Can we get the video before we pull Scott? Before we pull sponsorships? I'm not defending this man. I'm just saying, can we wait till the evidence is presented? Is that a crazy ask? Is it a crazy ask to go?
Because these type of allegations will follow you for life. So, yeah, we do need some amount of evidence, for sure, for sure.
There was no evidence presented. It was just woman said.
No evidence, no secondhand stories, no witness, you know, saying anything. It was just...
I'm so tired of woman said. I can't do this. I'm so tired of woman said. I'm so tired of I feel. I'm so tired... Especially when we see case after case of people lying.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, no black man should ever believe straight up I said. I'm not going to cap. Not in America. No, sir.
We get the video. The video dropped. Let's go. The video dropped. Ray Rice video dropped. I was like, damn, take him out of the league. Honestly, get him out of here.
If we even have witness accounts, I'll be like, all right. Might be.
Don't start switching the cameras. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
If we even have witness accounts, I might be like, all right, we're cooking with something. You know, at least other people are, you know, you know, validating the story. You know, there's more to it. Straight up, he said, she said, it's crazy.
Just one person?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
We're going off of one person's account. We're not. We're going off of what one woman in a taxi. And it was in a taxi cab. We could have waited for the video. Y'all niggas can't wait a week. Y'all can't wait. The internet gotta go now. If it ain't now, then I guess you didn't give your take fast enough so it could go viral.
You didn't
get your tweet off fast enough so it could go viral. So you feel like you can.
Hey, the numbers got to go up. Got to get the follower count up.
And you got to get your take off. And this is for people that try to get their take off fast. But I'm like, damn, we can't see if the nigga guilty. We just saw the creator of Rick and Morty.
And I think it's important when things are wrong to recant your take. That's why when what's his name got into a shoot at the park, like, I made sure to like stop and be like, yo, it wasn't like that. Like, he actually had a reason for it. Because if you're going to go out your way to slander someone for shit and then it comes out they didn't do that shit, it's got to be as loud as, you know, the slander.
The disrespect got to be as loud as apology. I mean, the apology got to be as loud as the disrespect.
It does.
Facts. And we just saw the creator of Rick and Morty be found not guilty on all charges. They just dropped all the charges. But where is the media outlets covering the drop of all charges? Does he get to have his show back now? Does he get to have his life back now?
Yeah, it's kind of scary when you think about it. It's like, because if one woman just says one thing, it's like, damn, your shit can flip upside down. And everything you spent years working for, you can just lose.
You can lose everything. That's off crazy. Of an accusation. Off of a one night accusation. Off of an hour accusation.
Off of an hour accusation. An hour can destroy years of hard work.
Dangerous. Dangerous. Wait, scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down in the. Just a little bit. Scroll down in the notes. Just a little bit. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And this is the last question we had for like this. And then we'll get off the Jonathan Majors topic. If you're on the TikTok, please come to Twitch. TikTok,
yeah, go to Twitch. Suburban Boys Live on Twitch. Mm-hmm. I'm going to repeat it one more time so y'all can really get, you know, listen.
Give it to them so you can
get it in y'all's mental. Mm. Suburban Boys Live on Twitch.
Mm.
And join our Discord too. We got a popping community.
The last thing we had on this is, was he judged harder because he was black? And then we'll get to the chats because we want to see what chat got to say about this.
Was he judged harder because he was black? I do think when it comes to black men, should they do in the past tense to bite them more than white folks, right? Because what's his name? Fuck. Mark Wahlberg was a whole like racist, right? And actually did like violent
hate
racist
crimes. Violent hate crimes. Yes. Violent hate crimes.
Never got brought up. Yeah, it takes like a while, but it feels like black men, like it could just be like a tweet or something like that. And suddenly, boom, like Kevin Hart or something. So it does feel like we definitely get like, so we don't get chances to apologize. That's what it feels like.
I think it's a man thing. I think it's more of a like, if a woman was to come out, even a woman has came out with like these type of allegations, like Hope Solo had came out with like the woman beater allegations, and everybody just goes, oh, we gotta wait.
Yep.
Oh, we gotta wait.
Keep in mind, Brittany Griner has had woman beater allegations too, and that shit never. Ever gets brought up.
Best believe if Chris Brown was locked up in Russia, they would have.
We shouldn't bring no woman, man.
We ain't gotta bring that woman, man. Like, bro, nah, bro.
Nah.
It just feels like when you're a man and an allegation gets put against you of the abuse, of the assault, of the, you know what I'm saying, in those realms, which historically men have gotten away with these things for a very long time. But come on, come on. We've caught too many of these women lying. For us to believe, y'all, people, women come out and say, believe all women is stupid. So why, when it happens, we come out and believe all women?
I'm just going to say, every week I see sort of a black man getting released from jail for false charges. And like, he'd be locked in for like 20, 30 years.
That shit is crazy.
Imagine that. 30 years of your life gone, bro. Or something you didn't do. That's crazy. That's wild.
I don't necessarily think it's a black man thing. Like, I don't think Jonathan Majors got judged harder because he was black. Because a lot of people keep doing the Ezra Miller comparison, like when Ezra came out, and which there was a whole bunch of like there was multiple people that came out and said he was wilding
and his movie is still gonna drop.
Yeah, his movie is definitely still gonna drop. I mean, it's not like they're gonna pull Creed because of this though.
No, but Marvel probably gonna look like
I mean, you can't be messing with the mouse. You can't mess with the mouse. But
to be fair though, if we're keeping it 100 in terms of Marvel though, the nigga voice Thanos has allegations too. And also the Hawkeye nigga.
Oh, and the person who does all the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. And the whole cast. He got fired and the whole cast was like, we're not going to do it if he's not making a movie. And they had to hire him back. Because a lot of these just be allegations, bro. Like, a lot of y'all are snatching lies off of allegations. And this is crazy. No one has the balls to be like, oh, can we wait? No one got the balls to go, can we pause for a little bit, calm it down, and just wait it over. Men do not get the benefit of the doubt.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Hey!
What's up, man?
OBG88 followed you.
Yes, sir. OBG88, appreciate the follow. If you are on the TikTok, focus? Yeah. If you're on the TikTok, come to the Twitch. Right now, stop playing.
Suburban
so we can read your comments.
Boys Live. Suburban Boys Live. Y'all search it up. Y'all tap in. Mm. We're very active on our Twitch.
Mm. Yeah, no, so I don't know. I don't think this is a black thing. I don't think this is a. Let's go to chats.
What does the chat think about this?
Thoughts and opinions. If you're in YouTube, you got some comments too. You know what I'm saying? Drop them in the comment section. We're going to see them hoes.
Change my state of mind. All right. Stop. Allegedly, she is milk.
When we go up.
Creed was great. Oh, what's up, Britt?
Oh, Britt in here?
Yeah, Britt's in here. Yeah, what's poppin'?
I mean, if you swing on
it. Has the victim shown her body or face after the incident? No.
The victim actually came out and recounted all of her statements.
Allegedly, she is milk. MC thought they had the next Ezra Miller when they saw that headline.
Facts.
I've heard a lot of she's milk too, but I don't know. I can't confirm.
No one's been able to confirm that she was milk or not milk, though. And he does, I'm not going to lie, I hate to put this on this black man, he do look like a milkman. He has the essence of a milkman. I don't know what that means. I don't really know what the sentence means.
I don't know. They thought Michael B. Jordan had the essence of a milkman, too.
He likes milk. He's not a milkman, but he has it delivered every Sunday.
Yeah!
he's not a milkman, but like every once in a while milk will pull up and he'll drop off.
I don't see that a milkman though.
What do you
like? Jamie Foxx is a milkman.
Okay. Like to be a milkman, you have to only indulge in milk.
Like 90%, 99% of the time, yes.
I think all of his if you go public relationships, I think most of his public relationships are milk.
Who?
Michael B. Jordan.
I don't think that's true.
Snow Allegra, the one white woman that we had
They wasn't really public.
That wasn't public?
That was actually kind of he said, she said. The people who was really popped out with was Lori Harvey and Snow.
Hey! What did we just get?
Eric Godin followed.
Eric Godin, appreciate the follow.
If you are on TikTok, go to our Twitch at Suburban Boys Live.
Right now. Mars X, hey, appreciate the first time chat, you know what I'm saying? We be forgetting about all the Cardi B drugged men. Yes.
Just gloss up under the rug.
Bro, facts. There needs to be a law for explicitly says that you can go to jail in those situations where someone goes to jail if you false claim you make. I like the false claim is punished as hard as the actual punishment, like theory that people say. I didn't have a problem with him being immediately put in jail. Because, like, a lot of times the woman beater things would happen and they wouldn't put the man in jail and that man would go and kill the woman. So I kind of know why he was put in jail. I don't think the jail thing bothered me as much as, like, the public
outrage.
Yeah, that was, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. And Cardi B does have a McDonald's meal and openly drug men for a
yes,
living.
Yes.
Never forget. Yeah, you're right. They're also more forgiving. I was going to say, this is a men thing. If it was a black thing, then Cardi B wouldn't have a McDonald's meal because she would be black and they wouldn't be forgiving of her because she's black. It's a man thing.
A lot of them pulled their brand off of the McDonald's shit because they wasn't fucking with, like...
Nah, that was one owner that came out and said that they weren't going to serve the Cardi B meal.
Yeah, but, like, I thought it was, like, an ongoing thing. Like, people just pulling it from their brand.
It was one, I think.
No, it was just one that was like, we won't serve the meal. But McDonald's has ripped their franchise tag, so they have to serve the meal. How do you balance believing women with innocent until proven guilty? Great question. Because like I said, I didn't really have a problem with him being put in jail, which is messed up.
That is kind of messed up, yeah.
That's a lot of power for women to just be able to call and put you in jail, no matter what you did. I don't know. I'm very conflicted on this. Because in one hand, I understand like how dangerous men can be towards women, especially women that are in those situations, that where they know where the woman lives, mm-hmm. they're not going to leave. They're going to keep doing X, Y, and Z. And like when the police come in and then she'll go, oh, no, he didn't do it like. But at the same time, like a false accusation, and you get put in jail on some
bullshit.
I think to combat this, if you do a false allegation and it's proven false, like with security cameras, with like the, if it was in public like this, then I think she should be put in jail.
I do think she should be put in jail, yes.
I think that's how you combat. You give them the, see right now, they have all the power without the responsibility, and Spider-Man wouldn't like that. Uncle Ben would not like that.
No, he would not.
Women have all the power in these type of situations,
none of the consequences for having this much power. Nope. She needs checks and balances.
So I think to balance that out, you got to put these hoes in jail. You have to jail these women. You have to lock these women up. Like Trump used to say, you got to lock these women up. I like they used to say about Trump. Bro, you can't keep allowing these women to, if you're going to make it to where a girl can call the phone on me right now, if you're going to make it where a girl can call on the phone with me right now, I don't even know, shorty, she just came over, she calls the police and says I beat her because she didn't like what I said to her, and I get put in jail. If I can prove that I didn't touch this girl, she should be put in jail for twice as long. Don't forget, Meg lied about the Tory thing for the longest because she was embarrassed. She lied that she got shot, dog. What do you mean by she lied? Do you know what you mean by she? He's about like she lied for him? Because she lied for him.
She lied for him?
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes shit was it. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, that's a whole different
game. That's a whole different ball game.
Oh. It gets slippery when you don't have enough evidence to convict, but it wasn't necessary. But it wasn't necessarily a false claim. I'm not saying this was a false claim. I'm just saying, if you get jailed for like a woman calling up and being like, "Hey, he hit me," if you can prove that she didn't hit you, she should be jailed too. As soon as you can prove that she didn't hit you, it should be a attempted false claim or some shit. we gotta find a name for it.
Second degree false claim.
Aren't false claims statistically rare? They are, especially like when you're talking about but they do happen.
They do happen.
And they do ruin people's lives. Yes. And it is a very serious thing to convict somebody of. So if you can prove it's false, like if you can, it's super hard to prove R word. It's super hard to, it's not that hard to prove abuse. Abuse is kind of, you know, it's kind of.
Yeah. Apparent. The R word is very hard to prove.
Yeah. But if you can disprove it, if you can make a a jury say that, like, oh, this woman lied, this woman should be in jail. She should know the power that comes with those type of claims.
Yes, there should be a lot of weight in those claims, yes.
And yes, they are rare, but they do happen. And they do ruin people's lives. And they do need to be accounted for. I hate, because Eddie
tried to. I don't like that shit either. Like, it's like, oh, but they tend not to lie. Like, okay, and what if they do? Like, okay, and?
My cousin was lied on, his entire life was ruined. Does my cousin's life not matter? Does his entire life was ruined off of a false accusation. Scholarship stripped, was a D1 athlete. Scholarship stripped, all that. Everything destroyed. Does his life not matter? Am I tripping?
Nah, you in the right. Nah.
Definitely not tripping.
And historically, if we're talking about black men being falsely claimed in this country,
entire cities burned down, communities destroyed, money lost.
What are we doing? With the history of this country, we're gonna say that false claims are something to be taken serious? When we have had entire towns burned down? When Lake Lanier is built on the city of a black town where a woman falsely claimed? Y'all niggas didn't know that. See, I'm getting this shit, niggas. The lake that's in Georgia that one person drowns every day around this time, not every day, every year around this time, was built on a black city that was burned down because of a false accusation. And see, they don't tell
Tulsa,
you shit like that.
Yeah, Tulsa, exactly.
They don't tell you shit like that.
I lost an academic scholarship to the University of Michigan over a false claim. Oh, okay.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying, Eric. I see you, dog. I think you matter. The government doesn't.
That's the Haunted Lake, right? That is the Haunted Lake.
Yeah, that's the Haunted Lake. The one that someone dies every year. That shit was built on a black city. That's a black city under that lake. That is a man-made lake. Yes.
Two wrongs don't make right. What does that mean?
Okay.
In the context of this, what does that mean?
I think you're creating a system where women would be less comfortable.
Where did they say that? I think you're creating a system where women would be less comfortable for accusing their abusers. No. I think, like I said, you would have to get convicted by, if you get convicted by 12 people that you lied, you lied. Just like if you get convicted by, like, what? I don't get why rules don't apply. I'm not saying that the judge should have all the power. I'm not saying that the man that's saying that she falsely acclaimed him should have all the power. But if 12 people say you lie, am I tripping on that?
Nah.
Once that video footage comes out and the proof that you collide and everything, like, yeah, you gotta suffer some consequences for that.
As much video as we have nowadays, if you can video proof that someone lied on you, there should be laws against that.
It's weird because you gave them responsibility. I don't know if they would even come out and say that they lied. I think they would be too scared the possibility would hold for the rest of their lives.
I want to make it to where they already have very harsh laws against, like, hitting women ever since, like, the 96 crime bill. The best part about the 96 crime bill was the laws that it had against beating women.
That was
actually the only good part about
that fucking shit ass bill.
Yes, but it brought down the abuse of women, like, tremendously.
Only,
like,
good thing about that bill, everything else with that bill just decimated us. But yes,
if you look at the history of that, I mean, a lot of people voted for that bill because it had that in there, though. I mean, the crack and shit was on. That's all.
That shit ruined so much. But
Q watched the Atlanta episode about the lake. Nah, I just I just knew that because I knew that. I think. Oh yeah. Wait, dead ass. Did the story get public coverage? Hell no. Two wrongs don't make a right. But if that person is lying, that's a wrong. That wrong needs to be made right by them being punished. I don't know why this is. I mean, I would love to have this person on and see, like, debate you and see why you feel like this. But I don't know why having any accountability whatsoever. Like, we've already put the laws in place to bring down abusing women tremendously. Mm-hmm. So we already know that works.
Damn. Hold on. Look at this last comment. He said, this girl lied on me and said I grabbed her cake. Months later, I was able to prove myself innocent, but then they had given my scholarship away.
That's crazy, yo.
There's more common stories like this. First time chat, what's up?
What's up?
The 305 King, what we get? What is that? Was that
follow us?
Yeah, follow.
Hey,
yo, if you're on the TikTok, y'all, I can't see your comments. I don't want to see your comments. So, come to our Twitch at Suburban Boys Live.
Uh oh, a wine bottle. He busted a wine bottle. How often will people create concrete evidence? You're dealing with a ton of gray.
I mean, in this episode, I mean, you're dealing with a ton of gray. I mean, yeah, but in the legal system, there is gray in general in every situation. And every situation is the same situation.
Facts. That's why I said they should be judged just like the person who, according to the woman, was hit was judged by a jury of their peers. I'm not creating a different rule for women. Like, I'm not, this goes both ways. I'm not creating a different, like, if a man falsely claims a woman of doing something and is found wrong. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of gray in these areas, but
in the future there are probably gonna be more of these kind of cases.
How is life? Life is chilling, bro. We're chilling. We're loving life right now.
Yeah, I do think at some point, yeah, there's gonna be a conversation like of people who are gonna be like, yo, like, we need some balance in this shit.
I think, to Matrix or Mars? To the Mars person, I think that the problem that I'm having is there's no accountability. Like, you
right
can't,
now, zero. There's 0.0.
What happens if a woman, like, what happens to the person that fucked Eric's life up? Yeah. Like, for real, like, what happens to the person that fucked, like, nothing. What happens if Eric was to actually do it? He would have been in jail. And he would have been judged by a jury of his peers. Like, I don't see... Y'all don't see the problem? Y'all don't see the problem? I love that you give a pushback.
I'll save it for this live discussion because people might not like the solution I can provide.
Ooh. Sheesh. Did she at least get in trouble? No. She goes, damn. You about to give out the attic. I didn't give it out to Addy. I ain't mad at you. Similar shit happened to a QB in high school, but didn't go. Why do we all... See, this is my problem. Because people go statistics. I don't want to do personal cases, but why do we all know someone that this happened to? I know 3 people that this has happened to.
Like false claims?
Yes.
I know 2 off the top of my head.
I know NFL people. I'm not talking about people I know personally.
Oh, no. I know these people personally.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I know these people personally that have false. Personal. And, like, one of the people that was on my basketball team had sex with this girl that had a boyfriend. And what's it called? She came out all of XYZ, great, blah, blah, blah. But she had he screenshotted every message she sent.
Yo, we just heard a story like this last week with someone in our chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, nah. A lot of men know someone this has happened to. Like.
And then she came out and said she lied because she was scared what her boyfriend was going to think. She actually came out and said she lied because she was scared of what her boyfriend was going
to
think.
Huh? Bro.
Huh? Nothing, bro. Bro was about to be kicked off the team. All this shit. Yeah, nah. Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I don't think it's reported as much as people report it. Now, they are. You're right. I think women are way more prone to violent acts and the rape acts and all that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I think they're way more. That happens to women way more than it happens to men. But I don't think the numbers are that far.
I don't think they're that far either.
I think they're. I think
a lot of men know women who are abusive to them. They just don't report that shit because we're fucking men. We just don't report that shit.
This is not
me doing the whole, you know, oh, women do it too. But I'm just saying, if we're gonna be objective with it, like, we gotta admit, like, a lot of us know men who have got abused relationships and who would never ever report it. Like, let's just keep it 100 here.
A lot of us know men that have had false claims against them, but why the fuck would you report a false claim? How do you report a false claim? Where's the statistics on false claims? That's a weird thing to give to a data study. That's a weird data study group. Why'd you refresh the whole chat?
Why did you refresh the whole chat?
Why'd you do that?
I didn't know what I was doing.
Why did you just refresh? I mean, what the fuck? Go to Restream.
No. Click it.
Wait, no. It's right there. No. What? Read the chest from right there. No, from Ray. No. To the left. All the way to the left. On the screen.
On this screen?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, go now.
It's in the corner right there. Like right there.
Where did it start? It started
next
at
to YouTube.
Oh, the double set. It started at T. No, go up. No. You see where it stopped? These were double standards. Yeah.
Oh, right here.
So go up from double standards. Oh, right there. Wait, keep going up. I didn't read any of this. Oh, I'll save it. Yeah, right there.
I'll save it for the live.
No, how can you threaten? Or the Mars. Read Mars. No, read the Mars. No. You see where it says Mars?
Sheesh.
Yeah, right there.
How can you threaten victims with the opportunity of conviction if people don't believe them?
How can you threaten victims with the opportunity of conviction? Wait, I don't get that. I don't get that statement. How can you threaten victims?
How can you threaten victims with the opportunity if people don't believe them?
People automatically believe them. We don't live in that society anymore.
That's not to say the same thing. Like, wait, people don't believe them. What?
What? People automatically believe them. Yeah, that's
not true.
That's not true at all.
Not in our current society. That's not true.
No, I think if you're talking about before, yes. But if you're talking about now, if you have one of those type of accusations against you, you are automatically the victim is automatically believed. And that's what we're saying. Like, we're not saying take away the automatic part. That's how this conversation started out. Like, we're not saying take away the immediately arrest him, the immediately remove him from the situation. We're not saying take away that part. We're saying if this person is lying and can be convicted of lying by a group of jurors, that person should be charged.
That should be charged for sure. Because you're ruining that man's life.
And I don't think I'm jumping off the boat with this statement. Personally. You going now?
TikTok. Yo, I see you looking at us. I'm not looking at you.
Huh?
Go to our Twitch at Suburban Boys Live. I'm repeating it. Twitch at Suburban Boys Live. Yo, our shit lit, man.
That's, oh yeah, right. No, we see Ray. We reach Ray's. You see Ray? Go down. Right. Okay. You see what Ray said, but if they have evidence, yeah, right there.
But if they have evidence, then they are fine and shouldn't be afraid to come forward. Evidence is hard to come by already in situations like this.
Facts.
Double standards for sure. People don't care if men get abused.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it feels like. I can't lie. I'm just telling you what it feels like. As a man, I'm just, goddamn. I'm just telling you what it feels like. Like, it just feels like they don't care. You know what I'm saying? It feels like the people don't care. If you're on the Twitch, come to the,
you're bad TikTok. At promo, bro.
If you're on TikTok, come to Twitch.
Thank you, dog.
Twitch Live.
If you're on Suburban TikTok, Boys Live at Twitch. Come through Suburban Boys Live at Twitch.
We're having a good conversation about this. We're having a very good... I like Mars. Mars is giving... I love pushback. Argue.
But what about if a person who gets proven innocent but lost all the opportunities and sponsors, if it was me, I feel we're coming back to work at a place that had just fired me for alleged shit.
I think it's circumstantial. I'm pretty sure studies have been done impartially that say false claims are statistically rare. I think they're rare. What are you comparing? Are you saying false claims are rarer than the actual thing happening? Yes. I would agree with you. But to say that false claims are rare, almost saying like it's an anomaly and it doesn't happen. And that's not true. And those people deserve to get punished. Like, I don't like you're saying it when you say it's rare, when you say it's like, oh, it just, but it doesn't happen as often. Like, that's not the thing we should be worried about. We've worried about, like the last 20 years has been fixing what was done for the last 2000. Since the 96 crime bill, if you look at all the statistics of how much beating women has gone down, how much rape has gone down, the way they made those charges so severe, it made people really go, no, we're not doing that. No,
that shit declined. Like, if you look at like the abuse rates, like before that shit and after that shit declined.
So we clearly
only see... good thing about that bill. Huh? Only good thing about that bill.
We're not talking about that. Because we get on an hour tangent bro, about what? That damn bill. Just off the bill itself. Shout out to Mars, yo. You holding your own in this, hold on. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You can sue for defamation, maybe.
That's nothing. That's the fucking, what are we going to take a sweater? We're going to take like, no. That other person gets their life taken away, gets their scholarships taken away, gets kicked out of their school. Like Chris said, can't go back to their job.
Loses everything.
Loses everything. And she just goes, oopsies. Like, bro, nah. Nah.
No, that's not okay.
And we're snatching niggas' lives because it wasn't like this before. Like, before it was wrong, when it was, I'm saying openly, like, the before is wrong, but before, when you did something like this and then somebody, you would get fired or like you, nothing would happen. A lot of times nothing would happen.
If we're going to keep a serious and honest discussion, there's an elephant in the room. I ain't typing it, but no one is saying it. But on Thursday, I'll provide reasoning.
Why you ain't typing it? Type it, dog.
Not everything can be typed.
Before I promote this nigga typing this crazy shit.
We should call this nigga and ask him what he thinks.
Anonymously? Everybody knows. Nobody knows who Sneak is.
No one knows who this nigga is.
Call him. All right, we're about to end it. If you're on the TikTok, we're about to end it right now. If we haven't got taken off yet.
We might.
So come to the Twitch. We lit. We live.
We can read the chest.
I'm very interested in Sneak's take.
Yeah. Sneak gonna be saying shit out of his ass.
It's gotta be more than 1%, fam. She's saying, but if we're gonna, I'm saying we're fixating on the 1%, we can look at the 99% of the legitimate accusations. The study says less than 1%.
That's cap.
Who did this study,
that's
yo?
Cap. That's study? Cap. That's cap. That's cap.
Yo,
that's
who
cap.
Did this that's study? Cap.
That's cap. Whoa. That's cap. That's cap.
The study
that's
said 99% of accusations are not false.
Let's go.
Yo, what?
What can provide that study? Provide that study.
Is can we all right? Can we fact check this?
Yeah. Can we let's get this thing.
Let's fact check.
I hate to do something like this right now though, but this is kind of a good. There's 14 people in here. I think there's like 8 or 9 people chatting. 8 or 9 people are men. How many of y'all know or have had fake accusations against y'all?
Mike, let's look up the statistics, please. Our street.
No. Press the plus. No. The plus right there. You see what it says? Yeah.
This is an amazing combo. Now this is good quality potting.
I like Mars. I like your perspective on this.
This is good quality potting.
Huh? How many?
What percent of accusations are false?
I don't want to do grape.
Just accusations in general. Or what percent?
Do grape.
What percent of abuse allegations are false?
Abuse allegations. Man, that's what I'm saying. Do grape. That's why grape would be, it'd be harder to prove. Are false. Yeah.
I cannot spell.
Yeah, Mars, you're going to have to provide that study. You talking about less than 1%. I know way too many people. Like, go up. Meet the boss. Study found that 4.5% of cases were false reports. These results are
consistent with other well-constructed international studies.
Really?
And with any crime, false report or sexual assault does occur.
Oh, and that's Brown University.
However, they are rare. Go ahead, click that below.
What, this?
However, no, it's very rare.
That up there, the first one. Yeah.
Society has made, according
to Stop Abusive and Violent Environment. I don't know that was an organization. More than 10% and rise of individuals who are charged with domestic violence are falsely accused.
Now you're talking about 1 in 10.
That's a big ass jump.
No. That's not Brown though. That was Brown that set the one above.
According to Stop Abuse and Violent Environments.
Save. But that's an organization that would be, you would think would be more. Wait, go down. Over 20 million people have been falsely accused of abuse. Center of Prosecution. What are statistics? Okay, go now. Wait,
studies suggest the prevalence of false reporting on sexual assault is between 2% and 10%.
Yo, like that's what I'm saying. Study. Gap. Wait, did you press reactions? Can they see this? Yeah. That's a gigantic.
If we go from 2 to 10, we're talking about like a big gap. Like, yo. What?
Yeah, he said they can see it now.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. All right, yeah. 2 to 10 is a big ass gap.
Like we're jumping, dog. Like we're really.
You want me to keep it 100?
Go, let's go.
I don't think nobody really knows.
I don't think
nobody really knows, yo.
I'm hearing 4.5. I'm hearing 10, 20 million people. I don't think anyone really knows. I don't think anyone really knows.
I think since the 96 crime bill and since I, which I'm not disagreeing with, like I'm not saying it was wrong. Since y'all have made the report of rape and the report of sexual assault and the report of abuse.
Especially with the Me Too movement too.
Especially with the Me Too movement. Such a violent report since y'all have taken, since y'all have made it to where that person loses their entire livelihood over that report, that should have some fucking consequences if you falsely report it.
Shout out Hoodoo Warrior 27 followed us.
Oh, shout out to you, man. Yo, if you are, oh, we don't have TikTok no more. No more promo.
Anyway, Hoodoo Warrior, bro. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, man. Like I'm not even playing around. This is nothing to play around with. Like there's nothing to make jokes about and shit. No. Like this is that's what it is. If it's 10%, then your argument is ass. If it's 2%, 10%
is high.
That's still a lot of people. And y'all like. It should be like this. It should be. If you assault somebody, you should get these harsh punishments. But if you were known to lie, you should also get these false punishments. I mean, you should also get these harsh punishments. Go to chat. We will get off of this in a second. Guys. Oh wow, we get new chats in a bit. Hold on. Shout out to everybody that's.
Oh, what's Sneak Man trying to say? That's
what we're trying to call Sneak. Oh, wait, read the chat.
No one knows who Sneak really is, so it doesn't matter. One false on Manu, two other similar experiences. Marks, I like your respected, but respectfully, I disagree. I know it's a woman, but ain't no way a nigga made this study.
Yo, Sneak, what's the take, dog? What's the take?
Oh my God, bro. Are you ready for this, man? Because I don't know, man.
They don't know who you are. You're good. I'll hang up if it gets that bad.
Fine. Look, my take is that it's gynocentrism, my boy. That's the key word.
I don't know what that word means. I can't lie to you.
Do you know what a gynecologist is?
Yeah.
Gyno means woman. Centrism, yeah. Gynocentrism. It's a woman-dominated society, my boy.
So, okay. Keep talking.
Well, if you want to see how it pertains to this, it is because in a gynocentric society, right? Because, you know, females are at the center now, controlling all of the major areas. The men actually got depowered.
Cat.
We've seen it happen. It's true. We got depowered. Mm-hmm. And it started with, I'm not going to get into the history lesson, but I swear to you, so when it comes to these false allegations, that is one little piece of the aspect of gynocentrism at work.
I don't. Like the female, that's cap.
I'm telling you, it's true. That's why I'm saving it for Thursday. I got my research.
Okay, he said he came through. Okay. Hey,
for anybody that's new, every Thursday we allow everybody to come on. Like anybody that wants to come on, they can come on. Mm-hmm. I would like to talk about this because I'm gonna come with something crazy.
Marks, it's not replacement theory. I'm reading the comment right now. It's not replacement theory.
This sounds like white men. Boys over here. That's emotional. That's emotional. We sound like white men.
We just having a conversation. Why we throwing that shit in there? On my soul. Why we doing all that? All right, Sneak. We gonna have you on Thursday, bro. I want to get into that because I don't believe that the women have taken over society.
I'm telling you, hey, it's crazy. I know, but I'm telling you, bro.
We gonna get into it.
Is he saying gynocentrism in terms of social standards? Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. Like,
I semi agree with him in certain respects.
If we're talking about how we operate throughout society, yes. How we like.
In terms of social like value, yes, women definitely have more social value than men, 100%.
Not even social value, yes. Just like how we operate throughout the day. Like I feel like all of the feelings and the how we feel and the way that we process all of that shit, that's all controlled. That's all because women felt bad about certain shit, and we catered it around that and making women feel good. I would agree to that, but I wouldn't say that they took over society. Like I wouldn't say that women run. I don't know. That's a weird argument.
I think that women for sure have more value, like a societal value than men. like in terms of like modernly. Like for instance, right, when violence against men happens, right, it's just another day, right? If there's like a mass violence against women, it's an issue. Like,
oh, we're going to war for everyone.
Shit's gonna flip upside down.
I think that's programmed in our brain. Like, that's the creator of lives. We protect creator of life.
I'm not saying it's wrong or anything, but I'm just saying in terms of like value, especially when it comes to like shit like life, if we're talking about how society values like George Floyd, that is such a different case, yo. It's like,
what's that?
He mattered. He did matter.
He didn't. We're not saying he didn't.
We're not saying he did it. We're not saying George Floyd did not matter.
I understand most cases are legitimate. Yes, I'm not, like I said, never argued that. But we as society overtook the outlier. Yeah. You can't have anybody thinking it's okay to ruin someone's day because of a rumor. Facts! Because women would do it off of like, I didn't mean to fuck him. That's not that rare. Mm-hmm. That's not that rare.
Comments rating. What's up, comment?
Comment! That boy always, yo, shout out to comment, bro. That boy always coming mm-hmm. through. That boy yeah, always coming
George
through.
George Floyd for sure did make the world stop, but that's an exception to the rule. The rule generally is, and we have to be honest here, violence against men is way more normalized.
Okay, this is the perfect example.
We don't even blink with it.
This is the perfect example. Okay, for anybody that just came from comment stream, we're having a conversation about...
It's gone through so many fucking...
It's been through... Yeah. We started off Jonathan Majors. Right now, we're talking about...
Gynocentrism, yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about this society.
Society came about violence towards men.
Okay, so... Throughout in London, they do strip searches on children. First of all, why?
What the fuck?
Yeah. No. This is a big topic today. In London, they do strip searches on children. A majority of the strip searches that have been very like inappropriate or been reported have all been against men. They strip search one woman, like they've been doing this to little boys for a while.
Yes.
And a lot of them were reporting like, "Hey, this is fucked up. Hey, this is fucked up. Hey, this is fucked up." They did it to one woman, and the entire fucking city is protesting. They have it all in like they go through all the rules. They're saying like, "How this is wrong." I don't even know why they have strip searches against children.
That's crazy. That's recipe for disaster. I thought that was gonna go wrong. I could have been in the court and been like, "Yo, there's no way that's not gonna go
it
wrong."
It happened to one woman and they got signs outside because they don't say her name. It's just like patient 18 or like something 18. And they just went crazy because they did this because they strip searched just one black woman. And like I said, it's not a bad thing. We're just pointing out that like, oh, when it does happen to boys, when it does happen to men, society as a whole doesn't really give a fuck.
Yes, but there's more of it. Comeback Thursday. Thursday's gonna be a movie, y'all.
Yeah, foreign exchange shooter from Australia was falsely accused and the cops made him leave the campus for a week, buy his own hotel just for the cops to find out that it sure wasn't true. The girl got away with it, no consequences. His scholarship, citizenship, basketball career over was put on the line over an accusation. This is the problem. Like, we're really getting into it. This is the problem. Like Mars, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying society has made it to where there is such harsh punishments for doing this, for doing what we're talking about.
Thanks.
And I agree with the harsh punishments. Lock the ass up.
I never disagree with the punishment. I never said it was too severe, but the punishment for false claiming is too light. It actually doesn't even exist.
It doesn't exist. There's none. There is none. We can't have something that is this far left and then have no consequence.
So what's the right reaction to an allegation? Good question.
I think when it's talking about, especially if it's a repeated beating situation, I think you do need to in jail the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no actual...
I think if it's something that happened on the street like this, if we're talking... Okay, what reaction are you talking about? Are we talking about like somebody famous, somebody with...
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Are we talking about a regular person, famous, like...
Like, are you talking about how I'm supposed to respond to my friend's accusation? Like, what accusation are you talking like? If we're talking about Jonathan Major, the proper reaction would have been, oh, let's look
for more information. Yeah.
Especially since we knew it happened on the street in the taxi cab. Like, it didn't happen in his home. So if it happened in his home, we'd be having a whole different conversation. We knew this shit happened on camera. We off-rip knew Jonathan Major hit this... If he hit this girl, he hit her on camera. Having a fucking taxi cab. Shit happened today. What happened today? Oh, that happened today. Oh, wow.
The Nashville shit.
Not to change the subject, but the Nashville Elementary near me. Oh, Oh, you're in Nashville?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The shooter was a woman. No headline outside of local news. Women definitely have some type of power today.
Yeah, nobody has it as woman shooter. Because they best believe, when that black man shot at their campus, that shit was all over the thing saying black shooter.
What? The right was clowning us.
Oh, my God. They came out and said that shit was black shooters. And this is both sneaky sides. Sneaky man said
I've seen it, and I got something for that, too, but I'll save it for Thursday.
Oh, Sneak coming crazy Thursday. Yeah. Sneak said he coming crazy Thursday. What you mean? I seen it all over my timeline. We're talking about major news outlets. Like, if you go to CNN, the headline is Nashville shooting, not woman shot at it. When you went to Fox News, when that black man shot at their campus, that was black school shooter. That nigga didn't even go to the school. Nigga didn't even go to school. That was an old ass 52-year-old ass man.
It's not a good headline.
The right going crazy because it was a trans shooter. It was a trans shooter?
You see, I didn't even know that.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see
that. Trans shooter?
It was a trans shooter?
It was a trans woman.
Oh, the person was
trans? The Nashville shit that happened today.
Oh, I didn't know.
She was 28.
I saw a lot of shit.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see she was trans.
I didn't catch that. Nah.
It was a trans woman. Everybody said it's a trans woman.
Trans man. Stop it up, man. Just clap it up, man.
Come up. My fault. Come up. Hey, that nigga's a shooter. Fuck them.
Yeah,
fuck
honestly, it doesn't even matter. Yeah, it doesn't fuck matter.
They kill kids.
It doesn't matter. They didn't kill kids. Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, that nigga's irrelevant at this point. Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
kill kids. Fuck them.
Yeah, but I didn't know they were trans, though. That is a shock. I didn't see that. I didn't know that.
I don't know if that means anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be social justice Q here, but I don't know. I don't know if that means anything, personally.
I think it means. Honestly, it just proves that we already know. Anyone's capable of violent activities.
Huh?
It just proves that anyone's capable of violent activities, which we should have known in general. Yeah, honestly. But yeah. But I do think there is, this is a whole separate discussion.
Oh, you know what's interesting? Oh, wait. Okay, go. Because I was going to take it somewhere.
It does definitely destroy the narrative, though, that like straight men are like inherently like violent and like them other people are not violent at all.
Well, you know
what which I think which is definitely pushed on Twitter.
No. You know what would be interesting? If this trans man was taking testosterone, would that be, because that does make you more
aggressive,
which would in turn make you more capable of violent acts. I'm not because I never heard of a woman going to shooting up a like preschool. Cause like
it's probably happened before. I would never kept.
Oh, a woman has shot up an elementary school? No.
It's probably. Can we look this up?
Can we?
I had it hard to believe in the history of America. There's never been a woman school shooter.
Not
a
woman school shooter. Woman elementary school shooter.
Oh, okay.
Woman elementary school shooter is crazy.
What do I type?
No. I'm reading Red's thing.
See what I type in.
What's it called? Has there ever been a woman school shooter? I think there's been a woman school shooter. I don't think there's ever been a woman fucking elementary school shooter. Especially one that caught three bodies. Three children? This motherfucker killed three children. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I think like two adults, I think.
Depends on how you define mass shooter. No, this was mass shooter. It was to kill six people. Oh, it depends on how you define mass shooting. That.
It's all the Nashville shit.
It is all the Nashville shit.
Uvalde's? No. Nah. Texas woman what? This is good, no. Six killed in Nashville, no. Nah, I don't think there's ever been a woman school shooter.
That shooting killed 19 kids. God damn.
You bought this?
Yeah.
Jesus.
God damn.
Nah, that's the one where they were sitting outside and then.
God damn.
Nah, that nigga was in there just letting off clips.
And the police just sat outside and did nothing about it.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah. You fucking cowards.
Nah.
Yeah, fucking cowards. We're so desensitive. Like, we just, like, the fact that we're talking normally about three children.
America's general desensitized to violence.
Like, this is crazy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're general desensitized to violence, yeah. It's just kind of sad.
We're really calmly saying three children got killed right now, which is very fucked up. Like, we're if you really sit back and think about the conversation we're having right now, we are very calmly saying that three kids at a Christian private school in fucking America.
I mean, it's America's society, right? America's, even though it's a developed country, does have a developing country level of violence. And with America's...
Worse, actually.
Yes, worse. Actually, yeah, way worse, actually. Yeah. Way worse. Yeah.
Even robberies.
Way worse, yeah.
Even robberies. Even if you go up with robberies, yeah. Yes, we have a...
So we ought to sensitize to it. you either know someone who's a victim of violence or like who knows someone who is a victim of violence. So at that point, you are desensitized to it in your personal life. So it's like, yeah, it does suck though.
I don't want to go into the conversation of like, would you raise your kids here? Because this is going to go off on the craziest tangent ever.
Different.
But it doesn't look good. It does not look good. To raise your
kids in America?
It does not look good to raise your children in America.
Hell no.
It doesn't.
It does not look like the place where you want to raise
money,
your kids.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
If you don't have money, if you have a job that's remote, I would raise your motherfuckers here. Why would I worry about, like, that's a Christian private school. Now, I'm not saying certain schools should be more protected than other schools, but you don't expect a Christian private elementary. My elementary school kid goes to school. Bro, we have a nigga. It's only 15 people in here.
No, that's so sad.
There's a nigga that,
like, you could kiss your kid goodbye in the morning and then they die in school. Like, that's really tragic.
For no
the
reason.
Fuck that's are we
really
talking
tragic.
About?
That's really tragic.
Like, that's really tragic. Bro, get the fuck. Like, this, the land of the free, suck my dick, bro. This shit ain't free. They didn't fool y'all niggas. And we give it 50% in taxes? We give it 50% in taxes and sending our kids to the school
to
where we
go
pay the taxes
die.
To get
That's
murdered.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Fuck out of here.
That's fucking
this don't crazy. Happen nowhere.
That's crazy. The only country I've seen it happen in is Brazil.
This happens in Brazil. This happens in some of the Middle Eastern
Brazil
countries.
Brazil is just like America, though,
and
in a lot of cases.
And it only happens in the Middle Eastern countries because these bitches keep trying to get education. The bitches was trying to get
education. Oh, they kidnappings be crazy.
Nah, they
should, bro. They kidnappings
I'm
be
joking.
Crazy.
I'm joking. I was joking. Y'all
they kidnappings. Northern Nigeria too. The kidnappings be crazy.
This says so. Is Canada the move?
No, Canada.
No, too much, too Western. No.
I'm going
to Liberia, y'all. Bro, you can get that. You can get land next to the beach for cheap in Liberia. I'm finna build a house in Liberia.
I'm going to Rwanda because China was investing in Rwanda. They about to make that shit nice as fuck. They about to make Rwanda nice
East
as
Africa
fuck.
Is good. Mike, where you going, nigga?
You know
where
I'm going.
Nigga went to Ghana. Nigga went to Accra.
The peace.
Ghana is very peaceful.
Going back to the homeland.
Ghana is very peaceful.
Let's see what the people are saying. Let's move on to the next topic. Because we literally stayed on one topic for 1:20.
Hey, that shit was good.
That shit was a good time. It was worth it.
That shit was amazing. No, it helped everybody. Yeah. Wait, go up. What is Ren talking about? Ren, what's poppin',
Ren is
nigga?
In the movie. I thought, you know, I didn't think he was going to come through. I thought he was enjoying his freedom, you
oh,
know?
Oh, God. I thought he was in the army already. Yeah. I thought he was too good for us. This nigga said, what did I walk into?
Defends how you define mass shooter. Over 4.
Over 4 is mass shooter?
Nah, bruh. She/he was a psycho. She had paintings for kids and had a random painting from The Shining in her... Whoa.
Oh. Go down.
This way?
Yeah, right yes. there. Good. I would have beat the shit out of... Oh. What's your take on gun control? I get assault weapons aren't exactly safe in public hands, but getting rid of the Second Amendment, to me, has its further issues. I think we're too deep. Like, if you...
We are too deep. We are way too deep.
You know what I'm saying? We just stuck the shit in raw dog. Like, the whole point of the Second Amendment is so we can overthrow the government.
Yes.
And if you go off of that... We should have everything the government has.
Nigga, we should be having some crazy shit.
We do have some crazy shit.
We do have some crazy shit though.
Automatic pistol is fucking insane. An automatic handgun is some shit out of a. It's some John Wick shit. Like what
it
the
is some
fuck?
John Wick shit.
It's crazy out here.
I can really get a 100-round drum. That's crazy.
And put a switch on it. It's going to jam.
Yeah, that shit's going to be going to jam.
It's going to jam, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I could have a whole call of blood on this motherfucker.
Hey, bronze the God.
Bronze the God. What's up, God?
Yeah. Bronze the God for the follow. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Like, I could have a whole call of blood on this hoe.
Yeah.
And there's a limit to how many guns you can have in your crib.
So I think the second part of America was like, yo, get these niggas guns so they can overthrow the government if they start wilding.
I'm going to Fiji. Fuck that.
You can't take away that part.
He says going to Fiji.
Hey.
I don't even know. I'm going to Antarctica. Nigga, you going to freeze today.
Wait, what are you doing?
Oh, there's a woman in Japan who's putting bleach in like kindergartner's food. Ooh. Yeah, we
see that's like one-off situations and shit. We, you know how many mass shootings we have
Mark
at schools?
Mark said we ain't getting nukes.
They gonna drop them at the gun stores.
Do not give the hood nukes, y'all.
Go down. No, right there.
Dude's 3D printing them switches.
Wait, I can't. My fault. Do you see where it says restream? Yeah, right there. Oh, go up a little bit. Yeah, right there. Green Hills was very safe in Nashville too. A lot of the community out there looks like one another. Oh, wow, shit crazy. It can happen anywhere where you least expect. Oh, you like live out there. Oh, wow. He's not
from there.
You're like from there. I'm going to Fiji. Fuck that. Canada gets you free healthcare. Wait, what is it? Niggas, bitch. What? Nigga bitches trying to get education. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means. It sounds provocative, though.
And it gets the people going. Oh, there's a woman. Oh, yeah, you read that.
Nigga said, we don't have nukes.
Are we on the Aiden topic? Yeah, we're about to go to the Aiden topic.
We got guns, government, and drones, bro. We done even if the government takes over.
Now, the government will fuck us up. I'm just saying, the whole purpose of the Second Amendment was so we could overthrow the government. So, like, you can't take out the foundation of America.
Ren, what are you talking about?
He's just not going to happen.
Look at Ren's latest
comment. Unless you're in New York, because I guess...
What is Ren talking about, yo?
What did Ren say? For real, I just found one of my exes. Just found out she dated her brother.
Next topic.
That being said, Kai got a present from Twitch.
Those shits are ass.
It's giving...
Did he just say it's giving? What is the fucking screen after? Yo, I didn't log into shit. I don't know what the fuck that was after.
I couldn't tell you.
I didn't lie. That's Twitch. High key. I think they're doing it on purpose now. I think Twitch is being so disrespectful. Bro, that's so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful. You're gonna...
Let's put that back on.
It is Monday. I want to go back. It's Monday. Everybody else left. Do you want to go back?
No, let's not go back.
If Twitch keeps disrespecting Kai should leave. If Twitch keeps acting like this towards Kai,
take his talents
Kai
and go.
Has to go. Kai has to go. There's no way y'all are going to keep disrespecting this man like that. There's no way you're going to keep talking to this man like that. There's no way y'all are going to keep going out of y'all's way to do... Bro, y'all gave this man some shoes for making y'all millions of dollars. Twitch takes 70% of... No, takes 30% of what Kai gets. But Twitch takes 30 to 50% of what everything that man gets. He just made that man millions and millions and millions of dollars. And you send that man Air Force Ones? I'm so tired of the fucking disrespect towards Kai. And like I said, bro, I'm trying to stay away from making shit black and white. Because, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's toxic to make everything black and white. But God damn.
So the future of the whole WL community just migrate to Kick.
I think we got to leave this motherfucker.
Well, they got to leave this motherfucker.
We got to leave this man. We can't keep it. We can't stay here. It's not healthy. It's not. This is not the place.
If we go to Kick, all y'all leave with us.
All four or 14?
All 12 of y'all.
All 14.
Will the members leave with us?
Will Urban leave with us? Will Urban come from YouTube? Does Kick even have an app still? They don't even have a fucking app. If Kick get an app, it might be over. We might be gone. We might be taking our talent somewhere to South Beach.
For 90-10?
90-10, it sounds amazing.
Sounds great.
But there's no way y'all sent him some shoes. There's no way. That man broke every record. He broke it by like 40,000. And y'all sent him some ugly ass ones.
They said Twitch logic is, since Kai is black, he must like shoes.
Black men want forces.
They should send him a basketball too.
And then he was you know what makes me the most mad? What? They send him high top forces. Who the fuck wears high top forces? High top forces.
They just send him the low tops.
At least give him some shoes that he would actually.
He from New York. Get a nigga some Tims.
He would like that
shoe. You know, I could have thought of better shoe gifts. A rare pair of retros that are like the champagnes or something.
Some Yeezys. Also, champagnes would have been nice.
Some Louis loafers.
Dude, they took a $40. It took a $40. Not even $40. An $80. But they took... Nah, they made forces
higher. Some Margellans.
Some anything. It took $120. Gave it to like one of the artists in the Twitch room and said, Hey, drop something, man. Drop something for Kai. So we give him this $100 pair of shoes. For making us fucking millions. For having the most views we've had on this platform. And ever. Ludwig shit wasn't even supposed to be that big. Ludwig shit didn't even have that many views like that.
Now that nigga brought to a whole different level of popularity.
He brought Twitch into a different place, and you gave him a $110 pair of shoes.
Interesting though, that shit is still declining though, which is very interesting.
Twitch, yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
it's very interesting,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, no.
It feels like it's peaking, but it's actually declining.
I can't wait to get off this fucking app. I can't wait to get off this fucking app, and I'm saying that on the app.
Meanwhile, we need 8 more subs for 50, so you know.
Yeah, so get Twitch more money.
If y'all want to be, you know, generous and give us some subs, you know, we need 8 more for 50. Sub.
Y'all keep subbing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all stay subbed.
I gotta eat something, bro. I be starving, bro.
Hey, it'd be lonely out here. You see the sub goal on the bottom. Just hit the sub goal.
Please. You know, we'll be back. Take a break Tuesdays.
We'll be back, you know, Wednesday.
This is our Real News Mondays. Take a break Tuesdays.
I like that, nigga. Come on now. Wagon Wednesdays.
Shoot your shot Wednesdays. Talk to us Thursdays.
Bet. Numbers. See us at the What's that shit called?
At the
All-Star game. At the high school All-Star game. That sounds bad after what we just said.
That does sound bad.
At McDonald's on America game. Fuck on a Friday. It's crazy. Whoa. We're actually going to do that. That's kind of hard. Dylan, shout out to the Super Chat, bro. We go. Super Chat, man.